Tachlis, Kriyas HaOdol, Yisri's Matzid, and Oilam Hazer. And life doesn't seem to give us the Hanos that we're supposed to get, we should be able to get. Why does he need such a Choshev in the Shomer, which is more Choshev than a Malach in certain ways? And how come the Rebbe gives us a Neshomer that's disgusted by the matzav of Olam Hazeh, of Gashmias? And ad kedei kach, al koch rato noitzav, al koch rato noilad. The Neshomer has to be forced to come down here. The Rebbe Neshomer is toiv, the Rebbe Neshomer is bal chesed. How should he force, create a Neshomer, a heilige, heilige Neshomer, which is forced to come into this world and is disgusted by this world. Ella, for all these reasons we realize this is Ma'ames, proves the truth. Ella b'riyasa shel adam lematzavoy b'olam habohi. I'll say, is the Adam's basis for olam haba. The alkei need not boy neshama zois, and that's why he has such a choshev neshama. Ki lo roi lavod, because lo is lashon nekeva. It's not olam haba. That's lashon zochar. Lo goes on the neshama. It's roi to be oved for one's neshama. Uba yuchal haadam lekabel aschar. In Komi's manoi, and with this hating and neshama, a person can get the schab in Komi's manoi. Sheloi yedava nimas el nishmosai ka'olam hazeh, and then his matzav won't be nimas to the neshama like olam hazeh is. El adraba neahav nechmat mimeno, hazeh poshut. And he'll be in a matzav, the neshama being a matzav, it's tremendous ava, and desire, loves it and desires the matzav of olam haba. What's he saying? What is the matzav of olam haba? Dveikus v'Hashem Yisborach. What does that mean? Dveikus v'Hashem Yisborach. Dovig means to be connected. How do we connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu? We can connect to this table in a very simple way. You put your hand on the table, connect it to the table. The table's physical and the hand's physical, the goof's physical, they can connect to the table. The Bosham is not physical. So how do you connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu? How do we connect to Hashem Yisborach? How are we going to be ne'ne lis'aneg al Hashem? Be'etzem, the Rambam says, well, I'll explain to you the way the Rambam says it. The Rambam explains, the Gemara Brachos says, that in Olam Haba, tzadikim, there's no achila, no shtia, but at tzadikim yoshvin, v'atroseihem b'rosheim. On Leil Seder, we say that in benching, we want to be part of that Chabura Vatrasein Barashem. What does it mean they've got a crown? It says that the Rambam learns that we won't have a goof then. So how can you have a Torah al Roshom? They don't have a head. And Kavachom, you're going to have a crown. So what does it mean, a Torah al Roshom? Says the Rambam, the a Torah al Roshom is the Das Sheyoduhu. Says the das that in this world we were masig Hashem as much as we knew Hashem Yisborach in this world, that will be with us in Olam Haba and will become much greater. Perhaps you could have a hasoga of what we mean. Sometimes a person can feel that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's davening. Sometimes you can feel it in learning, but it's maybe easier in davening. It's more conscious in davening. Because in davening, we're talking consciously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person can feel that he's actually talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's he feel it? What's the connection? The connection is with his seichel, through his das, through his hasogas. The Rambam says, Lehedje, in Mor Nevuchim, with what eva do we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what eva? Be'etzem, with our das, with our seichel, with our intellect. When we're aware that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in front of us, when we focus on the fact I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. One of the gewaltig inyonim of the halacha that you have to whisper when you daven Shmoneh Esrei is that when you whisper to someone, you only whisper to someone who's very close. You whisper to somebody whose ear is here, right? You whisper in their ear. When you whisper to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it helps you come to HaKara, to realization, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening, he's out there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right next to you. Kilo, his ear, next to your mouth. You're whispering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person can come to that hasoga, that hakara, that feeling of tremendous closeness. As a little test, if you know it's real or not. If you get scared, then you know it's real. Because how do you know it's not just a product of my imagination? And okay, I'm thinking, I hear all these things, learn all these things. So how do I know it's real? So if you get scared, then you won't try to get scared. So that is hashroya. All halachas of tefillah are to help us get this awareness. Why do we have to speak b'dibur? Why do we have to stand up? We have to put feet together. Why do you have to dress in a certain way? That's the shtus that the people don't wear. Don't wear a hat because don't wear a hat. That's the derech of Rabbonim and Talmidei, and the whole vort is to help you focus. A Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need me to wear a hat. No, he doesn't. He doesn't need you to wear any clothes. He doesn't need you to stand up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hear your tefillahs through your machshavas, so he don't need you to speak, doesn't need you to say Baruch Atah Hashem, don't need anything. We need it. Oh, he needs it, we need it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the tefillahs, we need the tefillahs. All these are to help us get this awareness. Now that awareness, that is a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That kesher is in Seichel. Olam Abba, that one's davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one's nene miziv Hashchina, and that awareness will be much greater, because here we're limited with the physical world, with our guf, with all the physicalities, v'chula, but there won't be those limitations. Then it'll be far, far stronger. In the hano, the nene miziv Hashchina, the is'aneg al Hashem, the kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the matzvah in the mappah. In order to have that, a person has to have a heiliger, heiliger neshama. A behemoth's neshama, we ask, if it's just, we're just here to fress, or just here to go fishing or to watch football or something, we don't need such a neshama kedosha. Doesn't need it. You need a little bit of seichel to know which steak to pick and which restaurant to go to and how well you want your steak done. We need a little bit of seichel. Somebody once told me when I was talking about watching football that you don't realize there's tremendous chokhmah in football. The chokhmah there is in football, you know, is tackling like this and tackling like that and all the zachen. I don't know much about American football. Bechlal, it seems to me chokhmah in American football is just to go to a zoo, watch a few behemoths thing and try and copy that. But anyway, bon agid, it's got a ganze chokhmah, it's ganze tactics. I don't think it's as hard as a Tosfos. I don't think it's hard as Torah. I don't think it's chokhmah is anywhere near the chokhmah of Elokus. So I don't think a person needs to have such a heilige neshama. But Horaya, it doesn't seem to me that most of the people playing football have activated their heilige neshama. Most of them are probably goyim anyway. A goy doesn't have the same level of neshama as a yid. It doesn't seem to me that before they go to play, they're learning and they're learning Musa and they're working on themselves and they're mitoich azus dikdusha. They go and play mamish tveikus and then chokhmah. So we don't need such an neshama. Well, you need such an neshama to be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we need such an neshama for. And he says an interesting lashon. Al kein nidna bo neshama zos ki lo roi lavoid. It's one should work for our neshama. Dahainu, neshama is kayim la'olam. And if we want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to know more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ritzoinus. That's the first level. Then we learn, we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by learning His Torah, when we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all that's going to help our neshama, not our guf, our neshama. Ki lo roi lavoid. Uba yuchal ha'odom lekabel hascha bim koim bizmana. With a zasot neshama, Then we can be mekabel that schar, and then shaloyia dama nimasel nishmosu koilam azeh. And then it won't be that matzav. We ask, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu give the Adam such a heilige neshama and force him down into olam azeh, which connected what it wants? How the Kodesh Baruch Hu so cruel? Teretz is that the only way we're going to be zoicha properly to olam haba is if we're oved in a world where it's hard to be masig Hashem. And we, mikoyach haneshama, find Hashem Yisbarach in this world. And the more we find Hashem, the more we get close to Hashem, the more we'll have that schar. Mido keneged mido in olam haba, we'll be deserving of that schar. The neshama is in a matzav before it comes into our guf, close to the kisei hakavod. Doesn't want to leave the kisei hakavod. The Rebbeinu Shalom forces it into the guf, and it's misrachik from the kisei hakavod. But it's all the teva. Why? Because the Sfarim says ein adoyme, the dveikus that a neshama can get after living in this world and after doing mitzvahs and after finding mikach atzmoi, because he was misrachik from the shechina. Then mikach atzmoi he got close to the shechina. When he goes back to Shomayim, he's in a completely different level of Dveikus Vashem. So it's Kulei Latoiv that he comes into this world, but the Neshama doesn't want to leave. So it's Bal Kocha Tonoitza. Aber Lamaisa, the Bal Kocha Tonoitza is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. He's not being cruel. Bringing us down here is Kulei Chesed for us. When a person learns this, ki lo roi lavu, the boy yuchal adam lekabel schar, b'mkom v'zmanu, he's telling us that one has to be aware we have a neshama. When do we ever think about the fact we have a neshama? there are a couple of places which are very simple to think about it. First of all, the bracha we make in the morning, Elokai, Neshama, Shenasata, V'Tahoira, Hi. We're saying straight out, Rabbeinu Shlomo, you gave me a neshama, Tahoira. Ato Barasa, Ato Yitzarto. You formed it, you created it. Well, he created everything. Rabbeinu Yoino says that when we say that, we mean that it's more nika on the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it than on other things. Like it says that the luchos were Maisa Elokim, the first luchos. Everything's Maisa Elokim. Are you telling me the luchos were Maisa Elokim? The luchos were very, the first luchos were completely nisiyasdik, and you could see a greater gilui that was Maisa Elokim than other things. The neshama is Elokus. So one appreciates one the neshama, you see more atoyu tzarto ato barasa atoyu tzarto. The guf also atoyu barasa atoyu tzarto, but you see it more than the neshama. Ato nafach dobi, you blew it into me. Told me that it's like resuscitation. There's a connection, like Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ato meshamro bekirbi, ato osid litlo mimeni ulachziro bi leosid lomoi. It's the goof talking. You're going to take it away from me and then bring it back. Shias amesim imoidim. When we say to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, noide lechon asapit tirasecho al chayenu amesurim biyotecho ve'al nishmoisenu abkudo isloch. Think, I have a heilige neshama. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave me this neshama. Azah, heilige neshama. Such a chosh of a neshama. I think, moidel Hashem, shkoyach, Rebbeinu Shlomo. Al chayeinu amasurim biyadecha. That's the first thing. What's chayim? Chayim is something very ruchni. The fact that I'm alive. Chayim. Sometimes I have the marshal. The picture, it's kilo, we're plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the current goes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the electric current. Chaim, he's the Makar HaChaim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Chaim. Al Chayeinu HaMesurim Biyadecho. The fact that I'm alive, I'm Mosul Biyadecho, it's a Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Val Nishmoseinu HaBekudo Yisloch. Gavaldik. Uvechein, if I realize that, how can we say we're just created to be, to live poshut, to live for Olam Hazeh, for a few geshmak hazachin in Olam Hazeh? So the Ramchal, v'hinei achas sheyodanu ze, novim miyad choy mehamitzvus asher aleinu, v'ikar avoid asher biyodeinu. Mitzvahs are aleinu because they're incumbent upon us to do. The avoider is biyadeinu because the avoider I have to work on myself. So the avoider is biyadeinu. Ki hine elohim v'imtsoim ha-mevin o'sonu el ha-shlemus o'amiti asher bilodem le'yusak klal. Because these mitzvahs and avoider is what's going to bring us to this shlemus. And without mitzvahs and avoider, you can't get it. He goes back to the original Havamina. If you remember, I told you, the Havamina, what he's coming lafuke is, the Odom is created be'ikav for Hanos of Olam Hazeh. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us a Torah to keep us, that we shouldn't become total behemoths. Then he gave us Shabbos, he gave us Kashrus, he gave us, and to remind us that we have a Boirei. So in the Vikuach he says, Lefi Zeh, why does the Rebbeinu Shlomo have to be so medaktik? You know, if you keep Shabbos, then I know you go to shul Friday night and you come home. You don't switch the lights on, and you don't switch the electricity on. You don't have the TV on. You sit down. You have a Friday night meal, and you go to sleep. And the Friday night meal, he was boirer. He was over this. He did chazara wrongly. He did a bissel. Matzik with the took the soup out the wrong way. He has a plata or whatever a blech something. So he doesn't cook mamish, but he puts something on the blech with the mice. There's fat and the fat melts and it's is also. They had two challahs. He made kiddush, and then he went to sleep. And he rolls into shul at 10 o'clock in the morning. Schmoozes with his friends. Goes to the kiddush club. That's why he comes at 10. Otherwise, he'd come later. And then they dub musaf, and he enjoys the sing song. It's very nice. You know, Chazan sings a nice few melodies. He sings away. Then you got another kiddush. And he manages somehow to get home. Benes, you know, Ben Shalom Muxar, he's a yid. Ben Shalom is mashgiach. He should be able to get home, even though he's three quarters drunk. He sits down. He has more challah. He had challah to the kiddush. He has more challah. Tehillah dvorim she'en lahem shir. And then he poofs away till mincha or till ma'ariv. And let's say, even though he's a good Jew, he comes to mincha and he sits at Hashalosh Shudas in the shul and schmoozes with his chaverim. He shuts up. He's got a little derech heads for the Rav. The Rav speaks 5 minutes. He can't speak more because the Olam will go meshugah. So he sings Heilige Nigunim, things which he has no shaykhus, kel mistatev, sort of kabbaladika thing, which he has no havana what he's talking about, but he's keilu. It's a nice tune. It's good. It reminds him of being in yeshiva. He davens ma'ariv, goes home. Then there's Motzi Shabbos. What activities he does on Motzi Shabbos? Some of the Ramchal, there may have been a lot of Chil Shabbos here. Why do you have to be so medaktek? You have to be medaktek with the mitzvahs. He remembers he didn't become a total behemoth. He doesn't eat treif. He doesn't do immoral things with mamash immoral. So he watches a few movies which are immoral. No, but okay, but fine. I think I told you once. We were on a plane last year. There was one of these type of people in front of us. From the beginning of the flight to the end, he was watching the most disgusting movies. He was sitting in front, so every so often I think, hey, he's got his yarmulke on. I don't know how his wife allowed it, but God, I suppose she's used to it. Mamash, disgusting. No, man, he's married. He's moral. What's the problem? What's the thing? Then he came and he schmoozed with Rabbi Abramowitz. I was Baruch Hashem sitting on the inside. Rabbi Abramowitz was sitting by the aisle, so he had to schmooze with him about his brother or somebody, some choshev guy here is coming for a bar mitzvah, whatever it was, simcha. Rabbi Abramowitz knows his brother. His brother very choshev. Said afterwards, what happened to him? I don't think his brother sits on a plane oogling at the stuff that he's Nebuch. So the Ramchal, but if the whole point is Olam Hazeh, which this is what this guy holds, Pashtas, and you just have to have a few mitzvahs to keep you moral, remind you of Jewish, there is a Borei Olam, and etc. Says, why do you have to have a Dikta Matin? What's the difference? Doesn't make any nafkamina. You have to daven Mizman? Why do you have to daven Mizman? He came 10 o'clock. I was thinking, I saw Saman Tefillah, it was 9:30. So, Maharaj, so Saman Krishma, forget it. Yeah, he forgot it. So, my nafkamina. So he says, because if you realize that the mitzvahs and the avodah is what gives us that dveikus v'Hashem yisbarach, then every mashahu of a difference is going to make a difference. It's a mitzvah of our dveikus v'Hashem yisbarach. If the whole part of Torah mitzvahs is for this world, you don't need the dictum. Just basically, you kept a few things. You're orthodox. If Torah mitzvahs avodah is what is the yisod of how connected you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba, the man has to be meduktet, betachlis hadiktuk, so how close were you? This little avera is a mechitza. Tshuva broke the mechitza. More mitzvahs, you get closer. More mitzvahs, you get closer. This disayanol, he failed. A mechitza. The tshuva got closer, 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 closer. And everything is a metzias. How close are you? That Moshe Levad over Doime in Bali Musa give this Moshe. If you shoot a spaceship to the moon, it's got to go to the moon. It has to be 100% accurate. If it's a mashahu off down here, it's only a mashahu. Mashahu just go, just miss the moon and carries on going into space forever. If a minch just missed Krishma, just missed one Krishma, he said Krishma, but just 2 minutes after Sofsman Krishma. So you missed it. It's a metzias. With the space shuttle, you understand. You missed it, you missed it. It's a metzias. I almost got to the moon. You almost got to the moon, but now you're going to be in space forever. Reb Shlomo, Sechet Tzadik B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, was used to say, a person says, I kimat made Krishma. I kimat made Sof Zman Tefillah. I kimat was Yotze this. I was kimat Yotze that. He was always very sharp. Very sharp board. He says that. Azei, when a mensch comes to Shomayim, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I kimat gave you Olam Haba, only you're going to get in. Kimat's not worth anything. Because all this is a metzias. If it's not about a metzias, a dveikus b'Hashem Olam Haba, so what do you need? Don't have to have tikduk adin. Was he basically aware that need a Jewish life? Kopodi, when a person internalizes, the way to work on this idea is in Moedim, Alish Vesein Abkudas Loch, or in Elokaina Shomash and Osato be. To build up an awareness of having a Shomer. Umeala Koil is in Uvalitzian, I've told you before. That's what I'm about. Can move on. It's lots enough minutes when a person decides things in life. If Olam Abba is the Iker, Olam Azeh is the Iker. Lots enough minutes.